prosperity. It's time to be just you and me on the love seat.
I love you.
It's time to be just you and me on the love seat.
So, let's talk.
Hello, I am Stephron.
And I'm Cheryl. And we are the Jameses.
Welcome to the Love Seat Podcast. We are so excited that you joined us on this platform. And if you're joining us a second time, a third time, however many times, we're so glad to have you be a part with us.
And if it's your first time, welcome. Because this is a place where we create a space to develop a community of husbands and wives who want to become the best version of themselves for their marriage.
Hey, look. We want you to go out there and visit the Love Seat platforms. We're out there on social media. We're out there on Instagram, Facebook.
All of those platforms.
CherylandStephron.com. And we want you to be ambassadors with us. We want you to go and tell people about this journey you're on so that they can find a healthy, happy marriage just like we are and like we want you to be.
And it's so much fun, babe, when we do it together. When we get to grow together.
Because
we get
to develop together. Because what we say is together. We believe
that every marriage has a 100% chance of succeeding. And that's if both individuals, husband and wife, are willing to do the work.
Hey, we're getting ready to take it to the love seat. But we were talking after our last episode, episode 3, and you came up with something that was so profound that we wanted to bring it back out. So if you didn't listen to episode 3, oh, you better go back and listen to it. But Cheryl, what was that thing you came up with?
Well, because we dealt with mine, yours
and ours.
And I know oftentimes couples are challenged with how to make all of that work because I don't want you to give up what you do and you don't want me to give up what I do. We learn to work it together and then we develop an ours. But here is the challenge. Sometimes, because I challenged everybody, bring something to the table.
Yeah.
And oftentimes, individuals will say, I don't have anything to bring. I don't have anything that I can do. But can I tell you, we are a whole human being.
That's
and
right.
Everybody has something on the inside of them that they can contribute. And that's where we get our fulfillment from, contributing. So the challenge is to find what you can do so that you can stop complaining.
Oh, that's it.
Because that's what will put to rest complaining, because if I don't know what my thing is and I'm not contributing, I'm just sitting and waiting around, then I will find fault in what you're doing and I will complain. But let me tell you what is positive and what's powerful. When I find my thing and my purpose and I am becoming fruitful and I can contribute, because there's nothing richer than a conversation where both people get to talk about their fruitfulness.
Come on.
So I don't have time to complain about what you're doing and what you're not doing, or I don't feel important, or I feel like you're doing that more, you know, giving that more attention than me. I am so engaged in my purpose and being fruitful that I am contributing and I'm complimenting and I'm celebrating, because now I'm in a place where I get to bring fruit too.
Complimenting and celebrating.
Ooh, isn't that
Look
good?
Look at them three C's.
That beats
Look
complaining any day.
That's
any
working,
day.
Girl.
So we want you to be encouraged to experience yours. Well, I have mine. And then we get to build this together, which then takes us to our topic for today, which is
naked and unashamed.
Now before your mind already go to the naked part, we want you to see what we're talking about as we dive into being naked and unashamed. And it really deals with vulnerability.
Yes, it does. See, many of us, we enter into marriage, but we haven't come to terms with the fact that we're about to join with another human being.
Yes.
Once you get married, you get to see the good, the bad.
And the ugly.
And the ugly.
All of them come with the person you said I do to.
Yes. And whether you want to believe it or not, there are certain things in our persona, in our makeup, that we've made off limits.
Mm-hmm.
What is there that you don't feel comfortable talking about?
Wow.
What is there that you don't want your spouse to really know about you? And what is there that is still you're holding to your heart? Maybe because you're afraid of being hurt again.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe you're afraid they won't see it right. Maybe you're afraid they won't respond right. We just recently had someone say, there are many things I want to tell him,
yeah,
but I don't know how that person would receive it. We were counseling with them, and she said, I would love to tell him.
Yes.
Everything in me wants to tell him, mm-hmm, but I don't know if he'll be dismissive.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if he'll value what I'm saying, or he'll consider it foolishness to him.
But here is what she's robbing him of, and we communicated that. You're robbing him of the opportunity to understand, to hear. So sometimes the fear that we have will cause us not to experience the richness of the partnership. You know, we say that often, that this is a partnership. And the best thing we can do is to create an environment that can handle the truth.
And what we call that environment, we call it table dialogue.
Yes.
Here's what table dialogue means. It means an environment where you can be vulnerable.
Mm-hmm.
And table dialogue is this. You can take any idea, throw it out on the table.
Yes.
And the two of you, you can turn it over. You can flip it.
Mm-hmm.
You can question it. You can turn it around.
Yes.
You can do whatever you need to until both of you come to an understanding of it.
Yes.
And feel you know how to look at it.
Now, so this doesn't just happen.
Oh,
you have
on.
To create an environment where it is a judgment-free zone.
Well, you
because
can express
I'm not just,
your, you can express it without judgment or criticism.
Or criticism. Because I'm not just going to put things on the table if I'm not quite sure what you're going to do with it. So you have to do your pre-work. I don't want us to forget that. I want to make sure that we communicate that. Because if you don't do your pre-work of making sure that you have goodwill toward one another, making sure that you are saying, I want to serve you. I want to get to know you better. I want to understand you. I have to have all of those pieces in place because I'm sure the listeners are just like we are. We had some things from our past that we weren't quite sure, you know, each other was ready to handle. But because we made the investment in one another and we said, you can be vulnerable with me, and we backed that up.
By,
you know, because we will practice on each other. Like, let me just put this out there. Because, you know, at first, we're not just going to put it all out there. You have to test it. So you put it out there and you see how he responds or you see how she responds. And then you're like, okay, this is an environment where I can be naked. I can bring all of who I am. And I don't have to be ashamed of that because I'm not being judged for it. Because none of us are perfect. We all have stuff.
Yes, we do. And we have to be able to navigate that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But we don't navigate it by letting it set in our environment and in our atmosphere,
right,
with no response to it. So when we start talking about something, here's what Cheryl and I have begun to do. We identify, what is this?
Yes.
We say, what is it? Then, what do we do with it?
That's the question. What do I do with this?
And then we want to look at, so which one of us is going to be the primary person to handle this, address it, or decide what's next with it?
Mm-hmm.
Because then you're not leaving something unresolved.
Because it takes it away from being my situation to our situation.
And we're seeking not to find fault with the other person, but understanding so that we know that this is something. Because listen here, if they brought it to you and there's this sensitiveness,
mm-hmm,
about it, that means they already have some apprehension. You get the privilege of disarming that apprehension and say, babe, there's nothing you can't bring me. Throw it out on the table. Woo!
And when we say that, we need to mean it.
We better mean it.
And we have to prep ourselves for, okay, anything could come on the table.
Yeah.
And so you even have to work on your body language.
Come on.
You even have to work on those nonverbals and say, what? You know, because our face can say that, oh my goodness. And that's okay for you to be like, oh my goodness, that's surprising. But it does not change my attitude towards you.
That's right.
It does not change my value of you. It does not change my perception of you. I still love you. And I love you enough for us to work through this, because what I don't want you to do is to have to keep carrying that.
Or carry it to somebody else.
Carry it to somebody for your next place, because we're here to enhance each other. We're going to grow together. But if certain things we don't deal with or we don't handle, it will contaminate the next level. So I get the privilege to help you walk through this so that you're better, so that you're more productive, because a lot of things, you know, that we don't even talk about, we're carrying it. We were teasing someone earlier and say, you know what, everybody come with a backpack, everybody come with a suitcase. We all have something in those things. But I want to help you unpack that. And here is the thing that just makes me feel like I am the bomb. That when you bring me something so sensitive, when you bring me something that you may view that can be a deal breaker, but you trust me with it anyway.
Oh, that's good.
That's one good. Of the greatest compliments.
You guys need to hear that.
That you can that. Give to me, because it takes everything in me to bring that to you. And I'm still a little fearful, like, oh my God, what is he going to think? But when you take that thing, you know, when we were dating and people would say, she's a handful, you say, she just has to be in the right hands. And you say that putting your hands out. Y'all, it was the cutest thing. Because you can't be in everybody's hands.
Because everybody can't handle what you carry. But if your spouse has the capacity.
Yeah. And the willingness.
And the willingness. But here's what you can't do. You can't rob them of the opportunity to meet you where you are and give you what you need. By sitting there in fear and apprehension of ever sharing it, then you're robbing them. You would be surprised how many couples we've talked to, and in front of us, in the right environment, they're saying things. You never told me that.
Yes.
We've been married 10 years. You never said that. I didn't know that. How is it that you live with someone, sleep with someone, interact with them day and night, but you don't know these simple little things? It's because we haven't been naked and unashamed.
Because we're naked, and then we made shame because of what's presented, and then we retreat, and we decide we're going to live together, we're going to do this life together, but we're not going to touch that. And just because you don't touch it doesn't mean it's not there, doesn't mean it's not growing. And when it needs to be neutered and not nurtured, ignoring it is just as bad. So you have to deal with those things and create an environment where we trust, as I was saying, we trust each other enough to handle it, to hold it, to treat it with care.
I know where some people ask, well, how do you get there? How do you get to that place? One of the things that was the greatest thing for Cheryl and I as we were dating, we had these dating cards.
Yes.
And what
were wonderful. If you don't have them, get you some. They are wonderful.
What it does is it gives you hypothetical questions of how to respond in a certain given situation. Mm-hmm. And both people have to respond to it. But it's off the cuff. And it tells
you. So it feels
you,
like somebody else is asking the question.
So it doesn't
and
feel
not
as
you.
Threatening.
So here's what I did. Let me go ahead and give y'all a tip. I would go ahead and sort through the cards. I needed to find my situation.
Oh, God.
You know, he was the one that just played it as it go. Okay, what's the next card? I already knew my name. Oh, look at here. Look at what it's asking. So is that okay for you to go ahead and sort through the cards and find your situation?
No.
Absolutely. Yes, it is. Absolutely. Because what did it do?
It
gave me the courage to put something I needed to put on the table. And I'm telling you, our conversation went so far beyond the cards.
We would get one question and spend hours on
that one because it led us to the next question and the next question. And then I started feeling safe and feeling secure and feeling loved and feeling like, you know what? This dude has me. And I hope that was the feeling that you received from me, babe, that, you know what? It's okay what we put on the table because now I'm naked. I'm vulnerable. I'm out there. But now I'm not ashamed of that. Even if it were things in my past and I said, oh, this is what I didn't get right. But babe, I want to get this right with you.
And see, that gives you opportunity to grow together. Mm-hmm. See, life is always going to present unsolicited situations and circumstances. By having these discussions pre-situational as much as possible, or at least if you've built a pattern of doing that work and doing those tough conversations, then no situation can catch you off guard. Remember, part of the love seat is failure-proofing your marriage.
Yes.
To failure-proof your marriage.
You have to face some things.
You got to face some things. And you don't know what's coming. You don't know what might happen. Yeah, you don't know what might come next.
But I trust you enough to put it in your hands. I trust you enough to put it in your space. And sometimes, even if I have to wait a minute and say, oh, but because I know you have goodwill toward me, because I know you want nothing but the best for me, that you're going to say. And here's the thing. You don't always have to have an answer for everything I put out there. But have to have care.
Yeah.
If you attach kindness to it and care.
You can let this land here.
You can let it land.
And it's not going to get you some wacky response.
Absolutely.
And all this animosity towards you. You trusted me enough to give me that?
What a privilege.
You trusted me with your heart? You trusted me with something that was dear to you.
And here's what. You trusted me with your healing.
Wow.
Because if I can release it there, then I can start healing. So you trust me with helping to escort you to a better place.
Wow.
That is, and I said it earlier, but that's one of the greatest compliments. I think if we would look at it differently. Oh my God, I didn't sign up for this. I didn't know. No. Well, when you said I do, you did sign up for it. You just didn't know all you signed up for.
That's right.
But because this person now can come to you and say, this is me. You know what? The time is out for wearing masks and masquerading around and just say, you know, this is what I thought. No, I want to be with someone that I can come and just be who I am. Hair standing up all on top of my head, you know.
Yeah.
Why are you saying, yeah? Wait a minute.
I love you.
You're supposed to say, no, babe, like that, babe. No, you still look beautiful with
that. Wow, thanks.
You know what? And that's a funny point, but here's what we need to do. We don't need the people, you know, to make them tell us something that's not true. You know, you need to say,
we need to talk about that.
Because
sometimes
when
we
don't prepare that environment, because we'll say, oh, tell me the truth. We don't really mean it. We don't mean it.
We better get that straight, because you will begin to create a circumstance and an environment where being safe to share is not safe any longer.
It's not safe.
Listen, our spouse knowing us intimately can be scary.
Yes.
But you know what is more terrifying? Is living with someone you really don't know until something new is revealed.
Mm.
And then it causes something that you weren't expecting. That's what's very scary.
But as I get to know you, as I grow in trusting you, as I get to experience all of the goodness that you bring to me, what a release it is to be able to lay that on your heart or in your hands, and we work through that together, that makes us better.
Yeah.
Because again, there's some things I'm carrying, I don't want to carry any further. There's some things you were carrying, you don't want to carry any further. But when we set the proper environment.
And table them.
And table them. Bring it to the table. So y'all know we all about furniture. We done took you to the love seat. Now we at the table. I guess we'll start serving with forks and spoons next. I don't know. Hey, just stay tuned. There's no telling what we would do.
Whatever gets you.
Whatever it takes and whatever we have to do in order to be whole, healthy, and happy.
There's something I think we need to make sure we address here. A lot of you have walked in shame.
A lot of us. Let's talk about us.
Yeah, let's
talk about us. A lot of us. We've worked through that and working through that.
That's
but
true.
Yes.
Let's own that.
Mm-hmm.
We have walked through shame, and we know some of you have walked through shame. And it's put you in a place where you do not feel, you feel like you can't uncover yourself because it's so ugly.
Mm.
Let me tell you, we're only as sick as our secrets.
Mm,
and those things that we hold back, especially from that person that has come into covenant with us,
mm-hmm.
we've got to begin to slowly. We're not saying throw everything out, all in total abandonment, but you've got to begin the work now.
Right.
Because that will dismantle you.
Absolutely.
That will sabotage you. And your shameful situations will produce barriers to a person that you want to let inside. And your heart won't be open when it needs to be.
Well, there's enough going on outside
without
of your marriage. Things that you have to deal with or you know, be confronted by or, you know, can't be your genuine self. When you come into this place that we call marriage, you want it to be safe.
Yeah.
You want it to be authentic. You want to be able to say, here's where I am. Here's what's bothering me.
Here's what I feel. Here's where I'm afraid. Can you say, here's where I'm afraid and know it's going to land on goodwill with someone that cares?
Oh, there's no better play. You know, I always tell him when he comes in or whatever and got a lot of play, I say, bring it in. I have my arms open and I say, bring it in, because I want him to know that you're dealing with it, but it's our situation and that there's absolutely nothing you can't bring me. Now, here's what I need people to understand. Sometimes people will bring you things that can be hard to hear.
Wow.
Okay.
Yeah.
They can be hard to hear.
That goes back to that truth.
But it does not mean that you can't handle it. And we take that. Again, even if we have to table it on the table, or if we have to say, you know what? I know that was tough, but here's what I need you to always put yourself in a place to say, thanks for sharing.
Yeah.
Thank you for bringing that to me. Acknowledge that. I know that may have been hard. Thank you for trusting me
with that.
It encourages consistent sharing, and it gives room for growth.
Adam and Eve were naked
and unashamed.
Until sin entered the picture.
Mm-hmm.
Our sin, Jesus took.
Yes.
Our shame, Jesus took. And all of that has been redeemed. Now, you have made a covenant with a person
mm-hmm.
to walk out your life with them. Let's walk it out naked and unashamed.
Oh, that's good. That's good. That's good. That's good, babe. So, what's your assignment this week? Let's start talking.
Yeah.
Let's start sharing.
Yeah.
Let's examine our environment. If we have not created an environment where the truth can be heard and handled, let's start. Let's start a little bit at a time.
A little bit at a time.
And then we can all be healed and well and good, and we can go to the next place together. Because here's what this is. It's generational.
Yes, it is.
And if we can change the trajectory of that now,
then we can model it and train it for the next group.
Oh, and then when we see that thing, we can say, because we did the work and we invested and we got it right, they have a better chance.
They got a better
chance of doing it right. So, Love Seat community, we would love to hear from you. We want you, if you have any questions,
or if you want to get some topics that you want us to talk about,
or you want to tell us that you're really enjoying what's happening here,
you can text us at 423-401-8972.
Or
you can go to our website.
Absolutely.
CherylAndStephron.com.
We really, really would love to hear what's on your heart. Put it on our heart and let's put it on the air.
Guys, visit us on our platforms, CherylandStephron.com.
And we're everywhere. We're on Facebook. We're on Instagram. That's our web page. Just look for us out there. You look up Cheryl and Stephron, you will find us. Because again, this is a community where we're all husbands and wives, and we are seeking to be the best version of ourselves. Can I tell you, you don't have to be defeated. You can be successful in this thing called marriage. And we're going to help you do it right here on
the Love Seat.